This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, based in Chicago, found that instructor Kimberly Hively was improperly passed over for a full-time job at Ivy Tech Community College in South Bend, Indiana, because she was a lesbian. While the Civil Rights Act does not explicitly prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, it bars sex discrimination. The court concluded that the college engaged in that discrimination by stereotyping Hively based on her gender. Senator Tom Cotton, Arkansas, plans to introduce legislation that would require private lenders in a loan program known as Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, to be regulated much like traditional mortgage lenders. If the bill is successful, it would represent a major change for private lenders such as Renovate America, Renew Financial Group, and Go Green Energy Fund. Make high-interest rate loans on solar panels, air-conditioned units, and other energy-efficient appliances. All evidence is that with no credit checks and low supervision, lower-income families are being fleeced too often. New York State's highest court dealt a blow to Facebook and other social media companies seeking to expand privacy protections, ruling that Facebook had no right to ask an appellate court to quash search warrants ordering the company to hand over information from hundreds of accounts in a disability fraud case. Pepsi, the beverage company, apologized for an ad featuring Kendall Jenner giving a smiling police officer a soda at a protest, trivializing the Black Lives Matter movement. President Trump reshuffled his National Security Organization, removing his chief strategist, Stephen Bannon, from a top policymaking committee and restoring senior military and intelligence officials who'd been downgraded when he first came into office. Shift was orchestrated by Lieutenant General McMaster, who was tapped as Trump's National Security Advisor after the resignation of Michael Flynn. Inspector General of the IRS took a random sample of 278 IRS forfeiture actions in cases where structuring was the primary basis for a seizure. Structuring is making cash deposits of less than $10,000. The report found that in 91% of these cases, the individuals in business had obtained their money legally. The total taken by the IRS added up to millions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.